You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up on Set List, we'll hear from the Eau Claire band Idle Empress. They stop by the WPR studio to play songs and talk about the wealth of great music that keeps on emerging from the Eau Claire music scene. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news, our Wisconsin News Roundup. The latest Marquette Law School poll came out this week. A state representative proposed a Blue Lives Matter bill, and a local documentary is looking at the divisiveness in Wisconsin politics. Laurel White joins us now for more on these stories. She's WPR's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, around the country this week and this last year, there's been this conversation about police, minority communities, violence against police, and, of course, that shooting in Dallas. State Representative David Steffen unveiled a Blue Lives Matter bill here in Wisconsin. Can you tell us a little about that?
That's right, Rob. So the word about this bill first came out last Friday. So that was, of course, a day after the shooting ambush in Dallas. And Representative David Howard from David Steffen, said that he's been working on the legislation for several weeks. And basically what it would do is it would make it a hate crime to target a law enforcement officer in Wisconsin.
And is this something that we've seen going on in other states, especially in the aftermath of what happened in Dallas?
It is. Louisiana was the first state to pass legislation like this. The governor signed the bill in May of this year. And since the incident in Dallas, we've had a handful of other states come on board. Two representatives in Florida made an announcement that they plan to introduce similar legislation actually just a couple hours after Representative Steffen. And a legislator in Kentucky has said the same thing. And actually, interestingly, there's also been talk about an ordinance in the city of Chicago.
Have we seen much in the way of response to Representative Steffen's Blue Lives Matter proposal?
You know, the response has been pretty wide ranging, as discussions in the wake of the Dallas shootings have been. So I think you see folks on either side of the issue, some very passionately supportive of it, and others thinking that it kind of shifts the attention unnecessarily from the Black Lives Matter movement. The Blue Lives Matter movement actually sprung up in 2014 as sort of some people see it as a counter to Black Lives Matter. So there's definitely a tension there.
And, of course, the legislature's out of session right now. Representative Steffen said that would give him some time to get feedback on this bill, modify it. Is there a sense that this is something that, come January, the legislature will take up and maybe take seriously?
Well, that's the plan. I mean, Representative Steffen does have quite a bit of time now. The legislature doesn't come back until January of 2017. So he has a lot of time to meet with the folks that expressed support early on and also those that were concerned. So you would think because he's got so much time to work on it, he could really weigh the opinions of both sides and try to bring everybody together to get something that could be successful and go ahead to get to Governor Walker's desk.
This is a big week for political nerds here in Wisconsin, people who eagerly await when the Marquette Law School survey starts tweeting its results. We're glued to the computer. Some big races obviously going on. Wisconsin potentially a battleground state in the presidential election, a big Senate race here. Let's start with that presidential race. What did we see in the latest incarnation of the survey about the Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump likely matchup?
Yeah, this year it really does feel sort of like Christmas for political reporters in Wisconsin. So basically, the news from the Marquette poll this month is that there wasn't a lot of change from the June numbers for that presidential race. Former Secretary Clinton is leading the presumptive GOP nominee, Donald Trump, 43% to 37% among registered voters. Last month, that was 42% to 35%. So she edged up just a tiny bit there. But the margin of error on this poll is actually about 4 percentage points. So that little bit of edging is hardly notable. So not much change there in the presidential race in Wisconsin from June to July.
I think pollster Charles Franklin used the term smidgening to describe some of the changes he saw from
he
month
did.
To month.
I think technically it was smidgen-y.
Smidgen-y, okay.
Smidgen-y.
an adjective, not a verb. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Now, we've got this Senate race, of course, the Senate rematch Ron Johnson, our current senator, beat Russ Feingold, our previous senator. Now they're back at it again. What are we seeing in the numbers there?
Yeah, so this race has really fluctuated. You know, last year they were seeing a double-digit difference in the numbers for former Senator Feingold and the incumbent Ron Johnson. That's been tightening a bit. And for July, Feingold got 48% to Johnson's 41%. So that's a bit tighter. Actually, I lied. That's widened a bit since June. So in June, Feingold had 45, Johnson had 41. This month, 48-41.
That's among registered voters.
That's among registered voters. And they do look at likely voters as well.
And then Governor Walker's approval rating, people have been tracking that. Of course, he doesn't have an election coming up for a little while right now. But what are we seeing there?
Yeah, so the governor's approval rating is hovering in the high 30s. It's 38% for the month of July. And it's been pretty much there since his presidential campaign. So there's been a lot of chat about, the governor's approval ratings falling. They had edged up a bit, but sticking in those high 30s since Wisconsin voters are kind of coming to terms with his presidential bid, how they feel about him in the wake of that.
Talking to WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White about the top stories in Wisconsin news and politics this week. Laurel, a documentary came out this week looking at the rise of partisanship in Wisconsin in recent years. Got pretty divided. People familiar with that? Can you tell us a little bit about the documentary?
You know, Rob, this was kind of a funny thing for me to cover because the email pitch that I got in my inbox was, what happened to Wisconsin Nice? So Wisconsin Nice is a phenomenon that some listeners might be familiar with, which basically says Wisconsinites are friendlier than the average bear. So this documentary is from a filmmaker that some folks might be familiar with. He did a film in 2012 called As Goes Janesville. And this new film, it's a shorter film, it's only 11 minutes, looks at what happened to Wisconsin Nice in politics. And he's basically alleging that it doesn't exist anymore, that the partisan political divide in this state has basically eliminated Wisconsin Nice from our politics.
Have we been seeing a law? I know it's just out, but any response from lawmakers and politicos here in the state?
I haven't seen much of a response from politicos in the state. I have seen a little bit of a debate on Twitter about whether Wisconsin Nice exists.
In the first place, yeah.
In the first place, yeah, and how it might compare to something like Minnesota Nice. Which others may be familiar with, too.
Right, a much more commonly used phrase. I think the Wisconsin Nice came up with the whole, is Wisconsin going to like Donald Trump? That's when I first really started seeing that phrase out there, and then people challenging it.
Right.
One of the biggest national, international stories this week, Laurel, is Pokemon Go is out, and I've seen reports from some of your fellow Capitol reporters saying they've seen people in the Capitol hunting for Pokemon, even one sighting of a lawmaker.
Yes.
Looking for Pokemon's monsters. Have you seen this? Is this what you're doing there now that the legislature is out of session? I won't tell your boss.
I just dashed back into my office after catching a couple Jigglypuffs to do this interview. So it is kind of funny. I haven't personally seen any legislators stalking around the halls. Of course, most of them are out working on their election, re-election bids. For this fall, but it's definitely a phenomenon. I've seen some folks walking through the halls of the Capitol with their phones in front of their faces. I think the Capitol has one of the Pokemon gyms.
Oh, no.
Which is, for those that are familiar, it's kind of a hub for the game. I think there are more challenges there.
All right. Well, that's something we'll have to watch out for. Thanks to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, recapping some of the biggest Wisconsin news this week. This is Central Time.